you singing some of them? Oh, Miss Trotter, you know I'm no good at learning songs.
But these are so simple, James. For instance, there's the one Dick sings as the bells recall him to London town after he's left there in a huff. It's very easy, simple rhythm. Listen. Tick, tock, tick. Oh, what do the bells of London cry that I forsook in anger? What do the bells of London cry?
We think you've dropped a clangor.
Jimmy. Just you stop being funny and listen. I'm very disappointed in you not taking part in the school pantomime.
Well, it's too soppy for me, ma'am. When Dick comes home from his sea voyage, he gets the girl.
What girl?
Oh, that will be Alderman Fitzwarren's daughter, Alice.
That's right, and I'd have to kiss her.
Oh, I see. That's why you don't want to do it. You don't want to kiss a girl.
Girl? It's my pal Ozzy in a wig.
Yes, well, here are the tickets, Mrs. Clitheroe. I really must fly.
I'll see you to the door, Miss Trotter.
Yeah, and stick a notice on it. No hawkers or school teachers.
I will come away in here then, Harry.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Who's that your mother just showing out at the front?
Tick-tock Tilly. She left some tickets for our rotten school pantomime.
Tick-tock Tilly?
He means Miss Trotter, his music teacher at school.
Oh, I see, yeah. Tick-tock Tilly's just a pew pseudonym. Well then, how's tics, Jim? Are you enjoying the festival season then?
Oh, yes, Mr. Whittle. But I'll enjoy it a lot better when we go to see Aladdin tomorrow. Where are we sitting, Grandad?
Well, you see, it's like this, Jimmy.
I want to sit downstairs so I can throw peanuts at the drummer.
I didn't get any seats downstairs or upstairs either. You see, they were fully booked up.
What? But, Grandad, you promised. You've let me down, you big...
Look, I did my best to get some tickets, didn't I, Harry?
Hey, what? Sorry, Pete. I was just having a quick shifty at your Christmas cards.
Oh, go on. Tell him, Harry. Now, what did I say when I walked up to that counter just now?
£2 a mile and not so much of the froth.
I knew it. Instead of going out booking, you went out boozing. You've ruined my Christmas, you have. Oh, Grandad, you're rotten.
Jimmy, what's all the bother about? I could hear you out in the hall.
Oh, it's me, Grandad. He hasn't got the tickets for the pantomime.
What? Oh,
now, look, Pat, I did my best, but they're booked up solid for the next 3 weeks. It's hopeless.
Well, I'm fed up. No Aladdin at the Empire. There must be somewhere I can go.
There is, if you don't be quiet. Straight up to bed.
Well, will you take me to the zoo?
No.
All right, take me to my pal Ozzy's. It's the same thing, really.
Mother, Mr. Higginbottom's here.
Well, talking of the zoo, here comes the keeper of the monkey house.
Shut up.
Go through, Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, thanks, Susan. Evening, everybody.
Hi, Higgy.
Hi, Higgy.
Hi, Higgy.
Jimmy. Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. What can we do for you?
You can muzzle that son of yours for a start.
Now, that'll do, Higgy.
Oh, come on now, Higgy. Take no notice. The lad's just had a bit of a disappointment. He's feeling a bit dismantled.
You are?
Jimmy was looking forward to going to see the pantomime, you see.
Oh, that's why I've called. Here's the ticket, Pete, and I'll have the £9 now.
Ticket? What ticket?
You remember, you told me to put your name down for the coach trip. I'm running from the pub to the...
Higgy. I'll sort it out with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? I won't see you tomorrow. The next time I'll see you is Saturday night when we pick you up in the coach on the way.
Where to?
To the pantomime at the Empire. Aladdin.
What? Grandad, you Scotch traitor.
No, Jimmy.
Jimmy, now, don't be so impecunious. There's probably a perfectly good explanation for this.
Yeah, well, there better be. Go on, Father.
It was a week or two ago. Well, I'd forgotten all about it till now. Oh, well, I didn't really want my name putting down for the theatre trip, but as Higgy said at the time...
There's a bar there.
What are you talking about? Oh, shut up. Look, Higgy, I'm sorry, but I'm not going on that coach trip. When I go to see that pantomime, it'll be in 3 weeks' time with my family. The least I can do, especially after disappointing young Jim.
Look, I've paid £9 for your seat. Now I've got to try and flog it to somebody else.
Well, if you'll settle for ninepence and 2 glass alleys, try me.
Uh,
if I can't go and see Aladdin, I'll just have to read about him. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Aladdin was... Oh, no. Here we are. One day, Widow Twankey walked into her Chinese washhouse. Chinese washhouse? Oh, yeah. Shouting for her son, Aladdin. Aladdin.
Aladdin! Where are you, Aladdin?
What do you want, ma'am?
She wants me. I'm Aladdin. You're my soft Chinese brother.
I know all that. And what's he witty? What's he wishes?
You're wishy-washy, you twitty.
Have you finished the laundry for Mr. Ling Hu?
Oh, Wishy was doing that. Oh. Wishy, have you finished that laundry for him?
For who?
Yeah.
What?
The laundry for that bloke.
Who?
That's right. Is it done?
What's his name?
Who?
The bloke you're talking about.
I keep telling you, Ling Hu. His first name's Ling.
Who?
At last. You've got it. Now find his laundry.
What's his name?
Oh, go and stick your head in the ringer. I'll look for it, ma'am.
Oh, by the way, Aladdin, is the Emperor's laundry ready to go to the palace?
He's already got it, ma'am. Aren't you, Wishy?
Oh.
Don't start that again. The Emperor's laundry. We took it, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, this morning I got paid for the lot. 7 willow pattern nightshirts, 5 pairs of silk long johns, 12 Chinese kilts, 14.
But all that doesn't come to 4 pence halfpenny.
See? I told you, Wishy. You've charged the Emperor halfpenny too much. He'll hang you in the marketplace by your pigtail.
Oh, yeah, he didn't pay me. He was leading the procession for the princess's birthday. Aye, didn't you look lovely?
Wishy, you didn't look upon the princess. Don't you know that any man who looks upon her gets his miserable head chopped off?
What?
Honourable son, Wishy must flee the country. Go across the 7 seas, and there you will find your uncle Chang Lung Tong, who is a wealthy merchant in a land of sunshine, peach blossom and honey.
Where's that?
He's got a Chinese cafe in Wigan.
Oh, terribly sorry to burst in, but does Dick Whittington live here?
Pardon, but who are you?
Oh, Fitzwarren's the name. My husband's the older one, you know, gold chain and all that. What? But we've got no Dick Whittington. We can't get on with the void.
Well, you're in the wrong country. This is Peking, China. In fact, you're in the wrong pantomime. Clear off. We don't want anything to do with Dick Whittington or his daft moggy. Oh.
Sorry you've been troubled. I'll see if he's round the docks. Cheerio.
What was all that about?
Never mind that. You've got to run away before the Emperor's guard finds you.
No, Mother. I am in love with Princess Susie Wong.
You what? After you've seen her face? She's got a clock like a bowl of chop suey.
What's that?
It's the Emperor's bagpipes.
Bagpipes in China?
Yes. It's since he got the telly in the palace. He's changed from rice to porridge and sacked the court physician. He's got Dr. Finlay now.
How, how, you miserable dogs, in the presence of his serene majesty the Emperor and his beautiful daughter, the Princess Susie Wong.
Will you stop thumping that gong, you Chinese Sassanach? Oh, dear, my head's splitting. Oh, that's the last time I'll mix Chinese whiskey and bird's nest beer.
Ah, you have love time in Laws and Clown?
Silence, you wee cowering, timorous beastie. To quote our great Chinese poet, Lobby Burns. Daughter, are these the two miserable dogs who looked upon your face?
Yes, father. I cannot tell a lie. But father...
Silence, girl. No ifs or buts. I'm chopping off their Chinese nuts.
Oh, spare them, sire, for pity's sake. On bended knee, this plea I make.
Who are you, woman? Who pleads their case? You have a very pretty face.
Oh,
Oh, I'm there, Mother, with a tranky.
So just cut out the hanky-panky.
That does it. You shall die. Executioner!
Farewell, Princess. We'll meet again. I think it's coming on to rain.
You what?
Well, I couldn't think of anything else to rhyme.
Fear not, Aladdin. Love is strong. You've won the heart of Susie Wong.
I'm Aladdin. He's the other.
And wishy-washy is that brother.
How can this be that he's your brother?
It's not my fault, girl. Ask me mother.
Right. Enough of this Chinese poetry. Ready, you two? Eyes down for the execution. One, two...
Stop! Hold it! Whoa. These lads are safe and you're the loser. I worked the trick out in the boozer. My magic spells, I still have got them.
It's Abenaza Higginbottom.
A minute ago, we were in the washout, and now we're on top of the mountain.
Oh, well, that's show business. Abenaza said we were safe. His magic is up here to save us from the Emperor, Jock the Chopper.
Well, I wonder where he is.
Get up. You sat on me head.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't see where I landed, Mr. Abenaza.
Abenaza, you fool. Listen, you two. I'm your long-lost uncle you haven't seen for years.
I don't remember ever seeing you at all.
You wouldn't. I ran away from China when you were born.
So did his dad, but my mum brought him back. Anyway, thanks, Uncle, for saving us from a short back and sides with the axe. You did us a right good turn.
I know. Now you're going to do me one.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You name it. Wish you'll do it.
Look, see that rock there? Next to that little hole in the mountainside.
Yes?
That's the entrance to a dark, mysterious cavern, which I want you to enter.
Oh, wish you'll do that.
I'd go in myself, but as you can see, I'm a big lad and the entrance is too small for me.
Oh, wish you can get in.
When you're in there, you'll find a mouldy old lamp. I want you to bring it to me.
Hear that, Wishy? He wants you to get the old lamp.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And in exchange for the lamp, I'll give you a bag of gold.
Hey? Wishy, stand back from that hole and let Aladdin. Aladdin!
Aladdin, have you found that lamp yet? It's punishing cold out here. I've got a shocking draught round my kimono.
Something else. Some great big boxes.
I can't hear you for the wind. Just bring that lamp up.
All right, keep your beard on. I wonder what's in this box. Hey, it's full of gold coins. Thousands of them. Just think what I could do with all this money. I could buy one of them big posh cars from England. What we call in China, British Rolls Royce.
I'm warning you, Aladdin. Fetch that lamp up now, or you'll regret it.
Oh, lie down and give your mouth a rest.
Right, that does it, you cheeky Chinese brat. You're stopping in that cave forever. With my magic now, this stone will seal this hole. You'll be alone. This cave will be Aladdin's tomb.
Me hands up, can I leave the room?
Too late, you've had it. Abracadabra, simsalabim, hocus pocus. Sort that lot out.
Hey, stop playing jokes on me. You're having me on, are you? You're only doing this to frighten me, aren't you? Well, you needn't bother, because I am. He's gone.
Are you Dick Whittington?
You what? You're Mrs. Fitzwarren, aren't you?
That is correct. Now, come along, Richard. Let us make haste. Where is the boat?
There is no boat. I'm Aladdin.
Really?
This is most strange. Is this not the Mersey Tunnel?
No, it's a cave in a mountain in China.
Silly Gertrude. I must have taken the wrong turning at the pier head. Sorry to bother you. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Wait a minute. Come back. Where have you gone? Help. Mother. Help.
Hello. Is there somebody in here?
Wishy. Where are you? I can't see you.
Yeah, well, stay where you are and I'll strike a match and come to you. You might fall down in the dark and break your... Oh!
Oh, yes. It's very painful if you break your... Strike a match, you twit.
Get right, yeah. Ooh, hey, that's better. Now we can take that. Hey, hey. Hey, I said, look at all them boxes. Diamonds, gold, pearls. What are they doing here?
The Beatles sent them for a jumble sale, you... daft-looking... It's the magic cave where old Nitty Whiskers sent me to get his lamp. Anyway, how did you get in here?
Well, whenever Uncle Ali Baba, that fella, when he left, he dropped a ring and I picked it up, rubbed the dirt off it, and a funny-looking bloke with a pointed head jumped out and said, I am the slave of the ring and your wish is my command. And I said, I wish I could find a lad, and there was a blue flash and there I was gone. And I said...
Belt up in Chinese.
Belt up in Chinese. No, I didn't.
Look, that's it. All you've got to do is to rub the ring again. Get your slave here and tell him to take us home.
Yeah, right, I'll do that. I'll just get the...
What's the matter?
The ring. I've left it outside the cave.
Wishy, the stork who brought you should have been arrested for dumping litter. Strike another match.
All right, but we'll have to go easy. Only got a few left. Hey, now, perhaps there's something we can make a torch with.
Yeah, let's start with your pigtail. Wait a minute. There's that dirty old lamp he was talking about. We'll light that. Hang on till I clean it up a bit. I'll just give it a rub.
Help! It's a ghost with a green head.
All right. Be not panic-struck. I am the genie of the lamp, Whittle the Wizard.
It's the genie with the bright green hair.
I'm here to obey your every command. And I'll do anything you tell me and all.
It's another of them. Like the bloke in the ring.
Did you come out of the lamp, Genie?
I didn't, all. I might tell you, I'm dead chuffed about it. After 2,000 years in that lamp, it was getting on me wick.
Luke, can you get us out of this cave and take us back home?
Of course. The answer is in the infirmary. Now then, both keep your eyes tight shut and watch what happens. Oh, diddy folk from Merseyside, let these lads back home reside and give them wealth and lots of cash and jam butty mines in Naughty Ash.
Oh, there you are, ma'am. You've been a long time at the shops.
Well, Pekin was packed. We couldn't find anywhere to park the elephant.
I've told you before, ma'am. Take the helicopter and park it on the palace roof.
Has anybody seen that solid gold saucer? I want to give the cat some milk.
Never mind the cat. The fire wants building up. Throw another bucket of £5 notes on it.
Yeah, I'm not wearing myself out. I put a shovel full on this morning. Get the genie to do it.
Right, I'll get him. He's in the West Wing, doing all my homework for the next 5 years. Pass me the magic lamp.
But hey, Aladdin, can I rub it for once?
All right, but I'll tell him what we want.
I know, I'll tell him.
Oh, Wishy, rub that lamp and stop arguing.
Yeah, right, ma'am.
I come with the speed of a Chinese cracker. What is it that you want, Whacker?
I did it. What we want what do we want?
I know what you want.
Uh-oh. Will you two stop arguing?
Well, it's Aladdin's fault. We've only been rich 5 minutes and it's gone to his head. But I'd like to see what life's going to be like for us 50 years from now.
To hear is to obey!
As long as you've had that bald head.
Oh, quiet, you two. It's cold over here. Will one of you watch my bath journey at the fire.
Wish it? Me mum wants to show.
Oh, well, where did she leave it?
Leave what?
A glove.
I said shove, not glove.
Oh, don't bother, Mum, I'll shove you. Oh, me lumbago's playing me up again. I don't remember growing old.
You are?
Growing old.
Yes, it is. Put some more money on the fire.
That's it. That's what we were doing when Twitchy Wishy rubbed the lamp.
Well, tell him to get us back again. That dinner's been at the oven for 50 years.
Wishy, where's the lamp?
In my leg.
You what?
The cramp in my leg.
The lamp! The lamp!
Oh, the lamp. Oh, here you are, then.
Right. Now, then, I'm rubbing.
Now, what's your pleasure this time, old master?
I'll give you, old master, you daft genie. Take us back where we were.
To hear is to obey.
I am glad to be back.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know, you were better off. That beard covered half your face for a start. And just you keep your hands off this lamp in future.
Oh, heck, it's the Emperor come to chop us heads off.
Don't be daft. One move from him, and I'll get the genie to turn him into a haggis.
Oh, mighty Aladdin, ruler of the world! The Emperor and his daughter, Princess Susie Wong, humbly claim audience.
I won't tell you again about that perishing gong. Oh, my head. Come in, daughter.
Yes, father.
Hey, Luke, Wishy, what a sight. Pasty face, wrinkles, red nose. And her father doesn't look so good either.
Hey, laddie, how can you say that? Princess Susie Wong's face is as beautiful as a spring flower.
From here, it looks more like a spring onion. Anyway, if you're daft enough, you can have her.
Quiet. Your Majesty, my son would consider it an honour to marry the princess.
The honour is mine. I'm delighted.
Yes, you're not losing a daughter. You're gaining a twit.
Oh, Father, you've made me the happiest girl in the world.
Ooh, we've got a right pair here.
Well, my daughter, kiss your future husband, Aladdin.
Yes, go on. You what? Not me. She's going to marry Wishy, the daft one.
Oh, no. It is written in the ancient scrolls of the pantomime that the princess marries Aladdin. Nothing can alter that.
Oh, can't it? Come on, Wishy, in the other room while I rub my lamp.
You'll do. What are you going to do?
Just come in here and leave it to me.
Oh, Father, please let me marry the one I love. Handsome Wishy-Washy.
No, look, what are you going to do?
Just rub the lamp. Watch.
Did you have to summon me now? I was just watching Everton play Liverpool next week on my crystal ball.
Eh? Oh, never mind football. I've got a job for you. Fix it so Wishy marries the princess instead of me.
Oh, no, sorry. No, I can't do that. Anything else but not that. Oh, that'd be really tempting prominence.
You what?
Oh, well, tradition says that Aladdin must marry the princess.
But you've got to do something. I'm not marrying Scraggy Susie. I know, if you change me into Wishy-Washy and Wishy-Washy into me, then Aladdin could still marry the princess, but he wouldn't be me.
Yeah, that's it. Make him me and me him, and then she marries him, but it's not him, it's me, and he goes off as me instead of him, because I'm him. Eh?
Spoken like a true Chinese Irishman. All little people across the sea, change he to him and him to he. So he, who bears Aladdin's name, will then be different, but the same.
Genie, you've done it. I'm different. I'm not Aladdin anymore. I'm... Wait a minute. These aren't Chinese clothes I've got on.
Oh, there you are, last dick. You're just in time to catch the boat.
But you're Mrs. Fitzwarren.
That's right. This is London Docks, and you're Dick Whittington.
Eh? You daft scouse genie, you've changed me into the wrong pantomime. Wait a minute. Where's Wishy? 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 Speak to me.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, no. He's changed me from a Chinese millionaire into a cat's brother. Oh, don't some genie's mothers have 'em?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Tony Melody, Brian Truman and Daphne Oxenfall. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
After my dream, the real pantomime was a bit of a letdown, but I had some fun at the school pantomime, Dick Whittington. I went backstage to help him. Well, somebody, it seems, got busy with a pair of scissors, so the cat and Alice got the biggest laugh of the night. When they walked down at the end to bow, Charlie Thompson's tail fell off and down came Ozzy's bloomers.
Jimmy Clitheroe is now appearing in Humpty Dumpty at the Coventry Theatre and Danny Ross in Cinderella at the Arcadia Theatre, Llandudno. Thank you.